Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day. This greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to celebrate. Something about the Olympics? Yes, something about the Olympics. About the fact that I told you, just as the Olympics were beginning, that this would be the show where you would get all of the important Olympic news that you need. Which is not much. I mean, we talked a little bit earlier today about the fact that America's Olympic team is, of the major Olympic teams, the 13th most vaccinated of 15. So when it comes to actually an Olympic event that might actually help keep you alive and healthy, we're not doing so well. But Kyle Smith is not troubled by that. Kyle Smith is a fellow at National Review Institute, and he is National Review's critic at large. He's one of the few movie critics in the country whose work I genuinely respect and find consistently amusing, even though we disagree on many things. But Kyle has a piece in National Review with a wonderful headline that with which I can simply say amen. He says, "The Olympics are stupid." Yeah, that's right. And he goes on to say, "You say the Olympics are a benign form of nationalism, but I don't need a display of American prowess in a swimming race or a badminton match to reassure me that my country is the best in the world." Kyle, what could persuade you to actually tune in and, spend 100 hours watching Olympic events during this wonderful, magical period of time in Tokyo?
Oh, my gosh. There's not enough money in the world, Michael.
Your piece is very amusing, and I found myself, hey, that's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I thought. Because... And you make a point, though. You answer one of the questions that I've always had, which is, why does this institution survive? And you talk about all of the biggest corporations in the world propping it up. Why? The Olympics frequently lose money.
Yeah, I don't know. It has some sort of brand equity, some sort of magical brand halo, but people should not be played for chumps, right? It shouldn't just be a matter of you will watch anything they put in front of you if they spend enough money on marketing. I mean, would you really watch the 110-meter hurdles at any point between the two Olympics contests? If we really cared about who the best hurdler was or who the best shot putter was or who the best high jumper was, we wouldn't just pay attention to it when they're telling us, when they're spending billions of dollars telling us it's really important. And anyway, do I really care if it's an American athlete who's the fastest swimmer on earth? Why should I care? When you're watching swimming, you can't really even see what's happening. They have to put graphics on the screen to identify which swimmer is in which lane, and all you see is a bunch of splashing. And then when the race is over, the swimmers themselves don't know who won. They turn around and look at the scoreboard to figure out if they won or not.
What about beach volleyball and beach handball and the deeply meaningful controversy with the Norwegian beach handball team?
Well, that was great publicity for them. But I think what a lot of these athletes don't realize is they're entertainers. Entertainers wear costumes. You have to wear the costume they give you. Your job is to be entertaining.
Uh-huh. And in terms of this being the one glorious moment, the most sobering part of your column, and like all of this, extremely entertainingly written, you write at the conclusion about the fate of all these Olympians. And again, people can understand that the skateboarding champion, and I guess they have men's and women's skateboarding this time, the skateboarding champions will live forever because this is a fateful moment and the fate of the universe hinges on it. And a lot of people say, well, for these people it does. Their entire life is going to be altered. To which you say,
Well, you have to remember, there's a lot of, there's millions of man hours being wasted. You know, as I wasted a big chunk of my youth by youths who think they're going to become professional athletes or Olympic athletes. Think of just how many people are out there getting up at 5 a.m. to do gymnastics or swimming or figure skating. How many of these people are basically wasting all their time, right? I mean, they have an event, and in some cases, like figure skating, it depends totally on subjective judging from a panel of judges that may or may not be corrupt and may or may not give the medal to the best person. And in the cases of things like foot races, you might be 1/100th of a second behind the winner, and nobody is even going to remember your name. All the endorsement deals go to the gold medalist. Nobody cares who wins the silver or the bronze. So there's just so many people wasting so much energy on this stuff. You know, I'm saying if you spend all that time learning a musical instrument, say, you became, say you're the second best violinist on earth, that's still pretty good. You can make a great living as a violinist. You can't make a great living throwing a javelin.
Right, and you make the point that for most of the people who are even going to be winning some medals, particularly the silver and bronze medals, anything other than gold, what you're looking at is your Olympic background can help you get what kind of job?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you see any jobs listed on Craigslist for, you know, pole vaulter or something? Most of these are just ridiculous, meaningless skills. I can see, you know, basketball is an actual sport, soccer is an actual sport, and these games have drama, but it's impossible to get wrapped up in a drama of a 10-second foot race. There's no drama there. That's not a sport.
Okay, and you were talking before about the 110-meter hurdles. That's usually takes from beginning to end. That race takes how long?
I don't know, 15 seconds, something like that.
Yeah, it's certainly much less than a minute, and there's a lot of build-up. What I find fascinating is you think about the people who are working over at NBC and working with all this TV coverage, who are trying to find something interesting or compelling to tell you about these people you've never heard of before, you'll never hear of again, and to take the time as people are getting set to do whatever astonishing feat they're going to do. Don't you think that the controversies about national anthems and people stepping up to the medal box and turning your back, and then, of course, the deep controversy about the New Zealand weightlifter who was transgendered, that those things are a breath of life that the Olympic Committee desperately seems to want?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they're so torn between wanting political relevance, which is what all the cool kids are pushing them to do all over the media, and turning off half their audience. Because people like you and me, we don't want to see like a black power salute. We want something that's unifying rather than divisive at the medal ceremony. We certainly don't want to see people taking a knee before a soccer game, things like that. You know, it's entertainment, it's sports. It's supposed to take us away from all our troubles. It's supposed to be a place where pure merit rules, and we don't get overly concerned with like socio-political rankings and who's got the highest victim status and things like that. So I think increasingly the Olympics are going to get more and more politicized, and it's going to get more and more boring to people like you and me.
Okay, but you will make an exception, as I do. There are a couple of Olympic events. I mean, the one that lasts with me, the one Olympic event that I think is fun even to watch over again, is the Miracle on Ice. Where you again, and you make the notion that in all those years of the old Cold War, particularly women's sports, the East Germans and the Russians, the Soviets, kind of dominated. So you can't really say that in some sense the Olympics give out a gold medal or even a silver medal for best countries.
Yeah, I mean, I think in all likelihood this year the team that's going to win the most medals is going to be China, and they're going to use that as a big propaganda coup and say, we finally arrived and we're finally the leading nation on earth. I really don't want to be a part of any institution that's going to lionize, you know, first the communist countries, now the sort of, you know, communist China. The Olympic medals are really a function of how many resources you put into them. And if, you know, you saw what the old Soviet bloc did, they put in tremendous amounts of resources to basically cheat their way to the top, and China's going to do the same thing. And we're all going to pretend like this is all on the up and up, and it's really not.
The Olympics are stupid. Kyle Smith's column is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. And I'm sure he will have entertaining things to say about the new Disney Super Spectacular with Emily Blunt and The Rock. That's Jungle Cruise. That's later this week. That's coming up on The Medved Show.
America loves him.
Americans love a winner.
Michael Medved.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Gave the Olympics a fairly harsh treatment. I think you would agree when with Kyle Smith, author of the article over at National Review,
the Olympics are stupid. If you disagree, we do have a phone number, 1-800-955-1776. And I also wanted to just complete something that I was doing in response to a previous emailer before I get to your calls, which was a response to that question about, okay, if you believe that the United States has benefited from providential agency, from the idea that the country was meant to be and to become a great nation, and that there are all kinds of twisty, strange, amazing stories, which I tell in my books, God's Hand on America and The American Miracle, that those stories indicate that, no, it was not just an accident or a series of happy accidents, because, of course, a series of happy accidents is still a series. And we had an emailer who said, well, how can you believe that and then still believe that God was behind some of the terrible things that happened to America? And I made the point that Abraham Lincoln gave the best response to that question and the best explanation of the terrible nightmare known as the Civil War. And he did it in the second inaugural, and I was reading you parts of the second inaugural that weren't the key portion where he actually addresses this issue. What he says is this: fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray, that this mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away. Yet, if God wills that it continue, until all the wealth piled by the bondman's 250 years of unrequited toil shall be sunk, and until every drop of blood drawn with a lash shall be paid by another drawn with a sword, as was said 3,000 years ago, so still it must be said, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. That was Abraham Lincoln. You can argue with that if you want to. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Greg in Aberdeen, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yeah, Michael, a long-time listener. Sometimes I call in, not too much, but hard to get through sometimes.
Yes, but it is, and thank you for sticking with it. Sure.
Yeah. What I was... A lot of topics I'd like to talk about, but a while back you were talking about the vaccine, and, you know, I myself haven't got it. My wife has, and so I think
that's... Has she tried to persuade you? Has she tried to persuade you to get vaccinated yourself?
Has she tried to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she has tried to, but she tried to in the past with the regular flu shot also, and so I had a bad reaction to the flu shot years ago, and so I just don't get it. I just, when I was younger, and I just don't get it, and I don't get any, you know, I mean, but I've had my, you know, my polio and tetanus and TB and so on, but...
Well, then why not? Anyway. Why not this? Let me just mention to you two of the most important words in the language for any person who's married are yes, dear. And if for no other reason, the idea that you had a bad reaction to a flu shot a long time ago, the cost of not getting a flu shot, first of all, flu shots are not very effective. They aren't. They're worth getting. I'm all for them. But they work actually in preventing the flu about half or maybe even two-thirds of the time, but not that much. These vaccines are very effective, and of course the risks involved are much higher, not of getting the flu. Flu is highly contagious, but of having a fatal or life-changing consequences. My only word to you, Greg, would be, it's such a nothing in the overall scheme of things. The risks of serious impact from getting the vaccine are so minuscule. It's like getting into a car, you take a risk. But this is one that could have life-saving benefits. Why not please your wife and please your lovable, curmudgeonly talk show host? Get a vaccine.
When she brought it up, I thought I would do it, and then later I did a little bit of research, and I see, this is an experimental thing, and I just don't, you know, I'm healthy. I'm healthy for my age, and so,
right.
You know.
You're right. You're right. It's technically experimental, but we've experimented so far in the United States with over 200 million doses of the flu vaccine. That's a lot of experimenting, right? And we have kind of results. We have results that go back long term. I mean, the vaccine injected into you isn't going to suddenly change. It doesn't change your DNA. It doesn't interfere with fertility. Most of the stuff that you've read about it that's negative is wrong. And there's every reason in the world to push forward with just reassuring people closest to you. I appreciate your call and appreciate your listening. Let's go to Bob in Marysville, Washington. Bob, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hello, Michael. It's great to talk to you. My concern, which you somewhat addressed, but not totally, is that if the Biden administration was so concerned about the flu, every illegal alien that crossed, when they had them, they'd give them a shot of the Johnson & Johnson flu vaccine before they transferred them across the country. Why aren't they doing this?
Okay, I do believe that, first of all, the idea of transferring people across the country who are unauthorized should not be encouraged, even if they get the flu vaccine. And when you talk about the numbers of unvaccinated people that you're talking about, and virtually everybody who's coming across the country without authorization is unvaccinated, one of the things, Bob, that you have to keep in mind is the great majority of immigrants who are here in this country today, the overwhelming majority, are here legally. And that's something people forget. Those are folks that we need to get vaccinated immediately because they're not going away. And I'm talking about the legal immigrants in the United States, of whom I believe they're, gosh, it's 30 or 40 million. It's a lot of people. And legal immigrants, like the native-born legal people, all need some emphasis from the Biden administration in terms of actually getting protection, and protection for the rest of us, too. The Brett Stevens has a powerful column that is actually somewhat surprising. He says COVID disinformation comes from the top, too. And he says some public health officials sow distrust. He writes this: the impact of this misinformation on everyday life has been immense. And while it may have the virtue of being offered with the best intentions or out of an abundance of caution, it has probably done more to undermine public confidence in the establishment science than a Florida quack. We will get to that and more coming up.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Looks like we reached a bipartisan agreement on infrastructure. Fancy word for bridges, roads, transit systems, high-speed internet, clean drinking water.
President Biden reacting to the news that the Senate will vote Wednesday evening to move forward on a bipartisan infrastructure agreement. Biden making those comments at a Mack Trucks manufacturing plant in Pennsylvania. The Fed Reserve says the U.S. economy is improving and is getting closer to federal inflation goals. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell giving a positive outlook moving forward.
We won't have an extended period of high inflation. We think that some of it will fall away naturally as the process of reopening the economy moves through, and it could take some time.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sharing with you a column by Brett Stevens, and he's exceptionally worth paying attention to because he's a strong conservative voice who somehow survives at the New York Times. And he writes a column about COVID disinformation, not coming from all the quacks who want to sell you some alternate solutions to the vaccines and basically are trying to market their own brand above the brand of medical science. But he's talking here in his column about some of the misinformation that was put forward by the leading lights in the American public health system, including Anthony Fauci, who I greatly admire, by the way. But look, let's face it, as Brett Stevens points out, Dr. Fauci blew it big time, along with everybody else in the Trump administration and elsewhere, about the likelihood of the source of the virus being some kind of release at the Wuhan laboratory, which the evidence appears to be now, and responsible people have switched around, and to their benefit and to their credit, I think they have begun to switch around and said, no, it is likely that it was something that escaped from the lab. Now, that doesn't change anything about the necessity of vaccines, and it shouldn't, because they're irrelevant. But what it does do is it greatly undermines the public confidence you need from people to follow the advice when it's given by the medical leadership. I mentioned before that Rochelle Walensky, the new and beleaguered CDC director, is having to field a lot of questions about the idea of masking for people who have been fully vaccinated. And people like me who thought that, okay, now I've got my second vaccine, I'm fine, I'm safe, don't have to worry, social distancing, not so important, still trying to wash my hands super thoroughly. But, okay, John Berman on CNN went after the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, and asked her this about the new mask policy. This is clip 12.
We have new data here. We have always seen, first of all, I want to reemphasize our vaccines are working just as we thought they would with the Delta variant to prevent severe hospitalization and death. We should be getting vaccinated to prevent severe disease in ourselves and to protect ourselves from the Delta variant and from getting severe COVID. Here's the new science that we saw just in the last several days. With prior variants, when people had these rare breakthrough infections, we didn't see the capacity of them to spread the virus to others. But with the Delta variant, we now see in our outbreak investigations that have been occurring over the last couple of weeks, in those outbreak investigations, we have been seeing that if you happen to have one of those breakthrough infections, that you can actually now pass it to somebody else. We thought that was really important for people to know and understand, because when people are out there vaccinated, thinking that even if they get mild illness, they can't give it to someone else, that they're then going to a loved one who's immunocompromised, who isn't yet vaccinated or couldn't yet be vaccinated. We wanted them to take the protection to protect others.
Okay, and then John Berman asks a feisty, inappropriate question. Listen.
So really important to understand that the vast majority is occurring in unvaccinated people, but we wanted people who were vaccinated to understand that they could potentially pass this virus if they were one of those breakthrough infections.
But predominantly, this is something coming from unvaccinated people to unvaccinated people, correct?
For the most part, absolutely.
So then you can understand the frustration in those of us who are vaccinated saying, why the hell do I have to pay the price for this?
Right. So we're asking everybody in those areas of orange and red and here to mask up. And here is the reason why. If you're a vaccinated person, you have and you're in one of those areas, as you said, a sea of red, a sea of COVID, you have a reasonable high chance, if nobody's wearing a mask, to interact with people who may be infectious. And so for every 20 people, one or two of them could get a breakthrough infection. For every 20 vaccinated people, one or two of them could get a breakthrough infection. They may only get mild disease, but we wanted them to know that they could bring that mild disease home. They could bring it to others. They think they're protected in terms of transmission, and we felt it was important that they know and understand parents, families of immunocompromised people, families at risk of severe disease, that they should protect themselves so that they don't bring back disease.
Okay, that at least is some perspective on a complicated question. Tom in Glendora, California. Tom, you're on the Michael Medved Show. How you doing?
Very, very well, Michael. I have to thank you for that great show you put on. I believe it was about 2 weeks ago now in the Reagan Library. And you talked a lot about your book. And I just, as a preliminary to my main point, I wish somehow you could get that great book, God's Hand in America, in the public school system, in the history department, to offset that vile, toxic Howard Zinn People's History of the United States. It would...
By the way, I have corresponded with and sent books to many public school teachers, and
wonderful.
And literally
you made
across
my
the
day,
country.
Michael.
Well, thank you.
Wonderful.
Look, there are a lot of patriots and America lovers, a tremendous number in the teaching profession, not always speaking up, but they're there. Go ahead.
Very good. That's reason for great hope. You know, my call would be one of caution about the vaccine. I realize it seems to be doing pretty well. It may well be perfectly safe. But there are many doctors who are still somewhat cautious, and I think rightly so. I teach chemistry, but no biochemist. But I do know the technology, the biochemistry is totally different from the old traditional measles, mumps vaccines that little school kids have to take, in that for the first time ever, they're employing messenger RNA, which may have effects that we are not aware of yet until enough time passes. There are noticeable doctors. One is a Dr. Tim McCullough, who has preliminarily found some disturbing effects of a dangerous stroke, heart attack, and it's not certainly conclusive, but I think considering all the risks and benefits, it might be more prudent to give it a year or two before jumping in. I don't know.
But then, you see, within a year or two, we could have 100 million more infections. And that means almost countless more deaths. They are talking now, and in fact, it's something that Jim Cramer was talking about, that within months, even with the vaccines, we could have 100 million infected with the Delta variant, and that's not... not impossible. Let's hope it doesn't happen. But the difficulty about holding back on a vaccine that appears to be extremely safe, extremely reliable, and very effective is just not the kind of medical practice that is most widely put forward. You're right, and there are some real physicians, plus some quacks. And for instance, if you take a look, Tom, at the disinformation dozen that they've put together on social media, it's the people who are spreading stuff, and it's largely for their own benefit. And yes, part of what has to happen is the leaders in our medical establishment also have to be more careful. By all means, writes Brett Stevens, let's continue to expose and denounce the misinformation coming from the fever swamps of alternative America. But it won't do sufficient good until the guardians of public health hold themselves to a higher standard of truthfulness and accountability. Physician, heal thyself. California may heal itself with a new governor. There are three different articles about how Larry Elder could upset the political world in a good way. We'll talk about it coming up on the Mendez Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Something that is sold for years and sold very well at $1,000 per purchase is now available for $79. Sounds like a pretty good deal? Well, it is. This is our new service called MedHead Plus Membership. It's $79 a year on special sale right now, and it includes the entire MedVed History Store library. This is literally hundreds of hours of storytelling, provocation, information, and inspiration about American history from the very beginning in the colonial period and some of the inspiring and darker stories of the colonial period right up through the current day. And it's all available at a cost of less than 22 cents a day. That gives you access to this radio show commercial free. You can download it, you can stream it anytime, 24/7, plus any title or series of titles you can download from our MedVed History Library. The library itself, because we're talking about more than several hundred hours of teaching and learning, that library itself was sold in the past for a grand. So check it out and check out the opportunity. Go to michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. And if you are already a MedHead member, you don't have to pay the full amount over again. You can just upgrade, and also at a great discount at MedVed History Store and the michaelmedved.com. Okay, there is a piece by my friend Jason Riley in Wall Street Journal, and he says, why shouldn't a conservative Republican like Larry Elder be leading the race to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom? And he points out, Mr. Elder is an attorney, a best-selling author, a documentary filmmaker, and a successful talk radio host who was born and raised in Los Angeles, known as the Sage from South Central. Crime has climbed in California's largest cities. White left-wing district attorneys compete to determine who can prosecute the fewest miscreants.
The state's homelessness rate is third highest in the country after Hawaii and New York, and it's rising, which might have something to do with the heavy-handed zoning restrictions and environmental restrictions that limit the construction of affordable housing. Californians pay energy bills that are materially higher than the national average and well above what customers pay in neighboring Oregon. Yet millions of residents experienced rolling blackouts in 2019 when a state utility purposely cut off power to avoid wildfires caused by outdated electric lines. And that's what life was like in this progressive Eden before the pandemic. What Jason is talking about here is a brand new poll that first of all shows that Larry, who just entered the governor's race, is leading the race to replace, Gavin Newsom as governor, which is taking place September 14th. Vote! Because this will all depend on turnout. The most recent poll, Tuesday, the Los Angeles Times and the UC Berkeley Institute of Government Studies found that 47% of likely voters support recalling the governor, while only 50% say he should stay. Now, that's within the margin of error. And they say that among the people who are on the ballot to replace Governor Newsom, Larry Elder has a clear lead. And that is partially because he's better known than the other candidates and I think taken much more seriously, as he should be, than Caitlyn Jenner. Okay, the point about all of this is it is once again another message about why what is all important in voting is showing up. Because, see, what happens here is there are two different questions on the ballot. Just two. It's like, remember they had that big ballot about whether Britain was going to leave the European Union, the Brexit vote. It was just one question. Should we leave or should we stay? Simple question. This one has two. Number one, question number one is, do you want to continue with Governor Newsom? Should he remain in office? And second, and the question, the other alternative is he should be replaced. Then there's a separate question about who should replace him. And whoever wins of 20, 30 candidates who are making a serious effort, whoever gets the most votes is the replacement. There are no Democrats on that replacement list. Now, this is part of what is working in Larry Elder's behalf. Because there are no Democrats who are running to replace Governor Newsom, it's probably going to mean fewer Democrats turn out. Which means, given the fact that I think that virtually all Republicans will vote to replace Gavin Newsom, there is a real chance this can happen. Can you imagine what that would mean? For a dynamic black conservative like Larry Elder to become governor of the nation's largest state? First of all, I think he would do a hell of a job. Secondly, it would revitalize the Republican Party nationwide in such a profound way if we actually won this thing. And the fact is that there is a sense in which generally people ask, why is it that when you have off-year elections, midterm elections like we're having in 2022, it's usually the party that's out of power that does well? The answer is it's human nature. If things are going well and you think, I'm satisfied, I'm not too upset, you are less motivated to go out to vote. People who go out to vote on this recall election, September 14th, are much more likely to be conservatives or independents or moderates or people who think, the way things are going in California is awful. It's terrible. And those people are very likely to show up. And it turns out that the biggest chunk of them are likely to support Larry Elder. I'd love to speak to him again, as we did a couple of weeks ago. This is very exciting and a real possibility. I'll tell you else, what else is a real possibility, is they take a toy from Hasbro. They make it into a comic book. They make it into two different movies. They make it into a TV series. And now, some 12 years later, since the last movie version, there's another G.I. Joe origin story. It's called Snake Eyes. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Henry Golding of Crazy Rich Asians plays a vagabond cage fighter who's invited to join an invincible ninja clan in Snake Eyes, which tells the origin story of one of the characters in the G.I. Joe universe, now playing in theaters and soon streaming on Paramount Plus. Paramount.
I need warriors like you. Join us.
What are to do?
Well, he has to pass a series of tests as he's torn between a desire to avenge his father's death and a higher concept of honor. This is a much better film than the last G.I. Joe outing in 2009, with vivid images of Japan straddling modern Tokyo and ancient traditions. The fight scenes are expertly choreographed, though they're much too brutal for the startling PG-13 rating. Charismatic performances and superior special effects make up for the goofy comic book plot, but the film works well enough to all but guarantee a sequel. 2.5 stars for the surprising Snake Eyes. Well, it's surprising because it's watchable at all. I mean, the plot makes no sense, of course. But the fact is that visually, the film is fairly successful. And the cast, which other than Henry Golding, most people won't recognize, does a very solid job, considering the nature of what they're dealing with. There's one line which really gives you a hint of what the movie is like. It says, for 600 years, this ninja clan has been protecting the peace and order of the world. Delivering lines like that is not what actors usually dream to do. They also don't dream to get involved with debates over school lunches, school breakfasts, school dinners. There's a new piece, a column, that says that school meals should remain free, not just for the poor and the deserving and the needy, but for all children today and forever. There's also a kind of madness spreading across America, not one that you've heard too much about. It's called marriage madness. The costs of weddings are soaring beyond belief into the stratosphere. And then we'll also talk about ways that you can encourage people of every race to become academic superstars. We'll be talking to Ian Rowe about that and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.